Good morning. My ears are plugged up. 7:21 a.m. on Tuesday, September the 6th, 2016. I think that's right. I don't even know what I said. It was just a few seconds ago and I've already forgotten. Anyway, I'm a little bit breathless, a little winded this morning because I'm freezing. It is so cold out here. It's 60 degrees. There's a wind blowing. It's overcast. There's no sun. But the sun is beginning to burn away the cloud cover just a bit. I looked at the temperature, thought 60 degrees. I thought, well, okay, fine, that's me. Warm enough. I didn't count on the wind. I did work up a bit of a sweat. I am a lot warmer now. My arms are still cold. And I'm in the protected zone here as I head down into the neighborhoods and keep a bit of the wind at bay. So yeah, the last few days I've sort of been lazing around the house. About the time I got ready to go for a walk, the wife got up. And we started chatting. And before I knew it, the morning was gone. The afternoon was well on the way. Still hadn't had breakfast. there might have been game playing involved with that. But I have been working on my presentation for this weekend. I need to get all of my books put in a big pile. I need to get a package put together for, is it Dan Snyder? Who has been waiting ever so patiently. So Milkman has been doing well. It got a mail burst from Amazon a few days ago. And I think last Thursday, which really kicked sales in the butt and sort of broke my curve. I'm not complaining because it resettled it at a new level. But we're back on the shrinking sales and more or less increasing page reads still. So yeah. The contributions from each are beginning to even out so that I'm still making more from sales of books than I am from page reads, but page reads are rapidly rising to meet the falling revenues from sales. So I'm happy, I'm pleased. It was a successful and continues to be a successful launch. I'm going to use this data to show the other writers what a successful launch looks like. There are a lot of people who look at, I have to be careful here. What a successful launch looks like for me. What's important is to have an expectation about what a successful launch looks like for you, if you happen to be a writer. And I don't remember if I posted it on soloclipper.com or not. Oh, I have to go back and look. What I didn't do was post it on Booksprout. I forgot all about Booksprout. I don't know if anybody's actually looking at Booksprout. I'll have to see if I can remember even how to log in. But I think it's important for people to get a sense for what a successful launch could look like. So they begin to make plans for how they want their launch to look, particularly as it relates to sales rank and popularity. Hot new releases is amusing. It's not as important as it might have been in the past. Movers and Shakers list is really for books that are established and have sunk down in the rankings. This is Movers and Shakers is why you would do an advertising campaign to pick up a sales rank from 50,000 to 5,000 or better, because that's going to give an older book visibility on Movers and Shakers. There are a few people who still look at Movers and Shakers. You have to hunt them down, but they do show up eventually. Three cars this morning at the neighborhood's busiest intersection. Honest to gosh. The book is doing well. The release is going well. I need to get this weekend behind me and focus on getting out to Fire Called. I've opened it two or three times and looked at it and said, put it back down again. I really have to get this presentation wrapped up so that it's in good shape so I can make the presentation on my netbook on Saturday morning at 8 a.m. First out of the box, that's going to be an interesting take. This is going to be interesting. Okay, the wind is out of the north, so it shouldn't be too windy. Sun's beginning to break through. I'm starting the eastern reach. We've had some rain, apparently. I'm looking in the drainage ditches here, and they're all scoured out. So I knew we had rain the other day. We had quite a lot of rain. And I'm pretty sure we had rain last night. But just looking at the ditches here, they're like down to the dirt. Which means we had quite a lot of rain. Muck post. keep tugging on this cord. There's a loop in the microphone cord that just catches the top edge of the phone. And it tugs. And I hope it doesn't make a noise, but... here comes the breeze. Oh, jeez. I've got a little bit of a sweat working underneath my shirt. That breeze is... It's cold. Holy crap. It's not really that cold. It's just that the evaporative effect on my damp shirt is... After all of those mornings of being out here and sweating my butt off, this is actually... fall is in the air. Oh, I love this. This is probably my favorite time of year. Spring is nice with the promise of things to come. I like winter. I have to gird my loins, as it were, for the winter to come and make sure that I've got all of the things I need to be able to walk in the cold, because I really need to walk. I've noticed the last few days, I think the last day I walked was the 1st of September, which means it's been 4 days, this is the fifth day. But I've already noticed the change, the shift in my thinking over just 4 days of not walking. So I need to get back into this. I did so well in August. I hate to have September be a red month. So I need to get back into my structure, back into my pattern. I need to get back into the 5K days. You all know this, and I'm just repeating it because it's one of those I have to remind myself periodically, because ADHD respects no boundaries at all, and I tend to forget what I want to do from moment to moment, and the only way I can remind myself is to program my phone to remind me and reinforce my own thinking periodically. Which all of you helped me to do. I've had two reminders in the last 24 hours about it's been a while since I've been out. And those reminders are also low-key enough to be helpful without being intrusive. So I appreciate that. And now I'll probably forget to post when I get home. I'm hiking along. I'm hungry this morning. It's not like I didn't have enough to eat yesterday. Yep, there's the wind. I'm walking across the end of the park now, along the west edge. Wind is picked up. It's not being blocked by any of the trees, by any of the fences. sun's beginning to try to burn through. There's some gas in the clouds and the low clouds. Still a lot of high cloudiness back there. Good morning. Sprinklers going in my yard. That's not going to last too much longer. Getting a good watering before fall. Oh, I don't know if you can hear the wind in this cottonwood tree. Or through the air filter on the wind filter on the microphone. Sneak up this way. And here I am at the literal back gate today. The point where I say tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.